is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBLFM.
Welcome back. This is the Grilling Guys, and each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBLFM, we're live and local in our studios in Grand Rapids, and it is our pleasure right now. We have Coach Bob Daniels of the nation's number one hockey team. Coach Daniels, you out there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you today?
Very good. Very good.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. I know you got a big day ahead of you. You put just a solid victory on the books last night with that 5-1 win over Bowling Green. You got them again tonight, don't you?
Yeah, we play them again tonight here at Ava Glavin Ice Arena. And last night's game was a good game. It was, even though we won 5-1, it was much closer to the third period. It was 2-1, I would say, 5 minutes into the third when we finally got on the board again. And by the looks of things, you would have thought it was an easy game, but that wasn't the case.
Well, I don't know if any of them are easy, but you guys are just on a huge streak here. With a win tonight, the way I look at it, you're going to clinch the number one spot and maybe home ice all through the playoffs. Is that accurate?
Well, we've got home ice to the playoffs right now because we've clinched a top three spot. A win tonight, it would depend on what would happen with Western Michigan. They're 5 points back, but our games are 3-point games. So, you know, next week we play Western Michigan. If they were still within 5 points of us, then it'll all come down to the last weekend of the year.
Wow, how fun.
Hey, Coach.
That'd be terrific.
Hey, Coach, this is Brian Fongers, producer of the Grilling Guys. First of all, congratulations on being number one in the country. That's got to be a big thrill for the community. I just want you to talk a little bit about, you know, describe how big this is for the community of Big Rapids, you know, being number one for the first time in program history and also being the first team this season to 20 wins.
You know what, Brian, it means a lot. And initially, when I saw the polls came out, they come out on Monday mornings, and I had heard that we had a chance of being number one, and then there's a couple major polls. We were number one in both those polls, and, you know, it's odd. We've gone, I don't know, at that point, 12-game unbeaten streak, but it seemed like overnight we kind of went from, you know, fifth, sixth in the country to number one, and it kind of caught me off guard, truthfully, the reaction in our town and by the people in the community. I just, you know, for myself, it's like, okay, well, that's great, and let's keep practicing. And, you know, nothing's been won yet, but I have been taken back by the amount of emails I've got from alumni, past players, and just general alums that had gone to Ferris. I was really caught off guard by the reaction of people. And while it's very nice to get that reaction and have that kind of buzz around our town, as coaches and players, we've really had to work hard at tempering the excitement, saying that it'll be short-lived if we go out and don't continue to play well.
Hey, Coach, it's Bob. How are you?
Very good, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time with us this morning. I'm going to be up there tonight with a couple Army cadets watching your game, and we'll be cheering you on with our Bulldog hats on that you folks gave us at the homecoming last year. So we just want to wish you all the best and tell you how proud we are of you and your team and just, you know, what you've done for that school. And it takes a lot of hard work. You've been in that program a long time, and this is just congratulations to you, because how sweet is that?
Bob, it is great, and I have been here a long time, 20 years. It doesn't seem that long, but it has been, and we've had excitement around here a few times like this, but this, for some reason, it's a little different because of the makeup of the team right now. Like the year we won the league, and I think it was 2002-03, that was kind of led by Chris Punitz, and he was kind of the headliner, but I don't know that we have a headliner on this year's team. It's a group effort. We've got great goaltending, good defense, and a variety of players that can score. But if you were going to say, hey, you got to pick out one of them, that's a Hobie Baker candidate, we probably don't have it. And for me, that makes it even more special. And, Bob, I'm really glad you're coming up and bringing the cadets with you, too. I knew you were working on that during the week, and I think that's terrific.
Yeah, well, we sure appreciate your help in that, too. But We are looking forward to watching another Bulldog victory. Jop and I had so much fun when we met you this last year at the homecoming show that we put on for you up there. And it was just a great experience, both being former Bulldogs, that we got to come back and see how expansive that school is now. And just, I mean, what a beautiful campus. It just makes us so proud. So, yeah, happy to make the trip up. Just wonderful.
Yeah, when you guys came up here in the fall, it was, I remember the homecoming game was terrific. You guys had quite a spread. The problem I had is I was there interviewing early, and the food wasn't ready yet.
But, yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah,
it smelled great, so I could look at it. I'm like, wow, they're going to have fun here in an hour or so.
Well, the other problem was that 30-knot, 20-degree wind we had working on us. It was a pretty cool morning. But listen,
yeah, it was.
Congratulations on your win last night. Thanks again for spending some time with us this morning. Get your rest today and, you know, do all those little things you got to do to keep the voodoo that you do.
Will do, Bob and Brian. Thanks a lot for having me on. I always enjoy it.
Thanks. All right. That was Coach Bob Daniels from Fair State Bulldogs.
Yeah, we missed him on the training table, but we'll have to get up there and throw down some more steaks on the grill for him. He was a gracious host when we were there, and we wish him the best. I hope he and his team stay healthy and make a run.
He was a ton of fun to interview on that homecoming show because the opposing team, it was a New York team, I believe.
But it was a Polytech, remember?
It was
the propeller heads, right?
Yeah, right.
They were called RPI.
Yeah, RPI. Yeah, right.
And the name is real hard to pronounce.
Right.
Yeah, the guys with the Ray-Ban suits.
Yeah. crap. But anyway, well, let's talk a little bit more about hockey because the Red Wings are on a roll right now as well.
That's right. And Brian Fonger happens to know a little bit about the Red Wings because I read your Facebook posts all the time. And
oh, yeah.
We jab the same people.
Oh, yeah. It's a big time because, you know, I know a lot of people who don't follow hockey and think it's not a very, you know, appealing sport. And I keep telling them, look, you know, with the Pistons not doing well and I can't stand the NBA as is.
Right.
The Red Wings are our winter sports team.
Are you kidding me? Look at this. Look at this Detroit as just a talent pool for now football,
absolutely,
hockey. The Pistons have a heritage of quality teams.
Right.
You know, talking decades.
Right. And, you know, this 22-game home winning streak they're on, especially with last night's game, I mean, I didn't think that game was going to end in regulation. I mean, it was a defensive slugfest, 1-1, you know, both teams going at it. Then all of a sudden, Pavel Datsyuk scores with 5 seconds left, and I'm going nuts. I mean, 22 straight home victories.
He's still the whip.
is unbelievable. I mean, in today's sports, in any sport, to get that many consecutive home wins is just unbelievable, and it's great for the state of Michigan. You know, they just announced the Winter Classic next year at the Big House for the Red Wings. I mean, you know, the fan base for the Red Wings just keeps growing and growing nationally, and it really is.
It's a big franchise.
It's exciting to watch, and I love my Red Wings. Who doesn't in
this
state?
Right.
Well, Emily.
Yeah.
Her poor Nashville Predators, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a heartbreaker for them. Uh-huh. But
they're like the honey badger.
Exciting for the Red Wings. Absolutely.
So coming up next, we've got a friend of ours, a somewhat of a Michigan legend in the barbecue business. He calls himself Billy Bones, and this is a guy that has a resume similar to our friend Chris Marks. If there's a barbecue competition out there, he's placed very high in it or won year after year after year. So we're going to have Billy on the line here in the next segment.
He is not somewhat of a legend. Billy Bones is an absolute barbecue legend, part of the barbecue heritage of Michigan, so I want to put that clear right now.
Okay, great. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're going to be breaking it down with Billy Bones when we come back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.